Hello, and welcome back to Ease, the podcast to help aspiring entrepreneurs go from ideas to making six figures plus your first year in business. I'm your host, Candy Tolentino, and it's my personal mission to help you stop dreaming and start doing so you can live the life of passion, purpose, and ease you were born to live. On today's episode, for those who are watching, you can see visually I'm in a different place. I'm not in the Ease studio. If you're listening, hello, I'm coming at you from my living room. Change of scenery, because I'm in the midst of recording this speaker summit. So please check it out. It's filled with 20 something very high level, intelligent, intuitive, passionate, out of the box, heart centered. I could go on with the adjectives, entrepreneurs, but really thought leaders and just inspirational people, some whom I've followed for years, all incredible in their own right. Names like Rhonda Britton and Paul Getter of the Nerds franchise and a bunch of others. So I'm super excited to be doing that, which is why I'm recording this podcast today from my living room, because I've been doing the summit from my living room for a change of pace. But the reason I especially wanted to come on today is because I saw a meme on the internet that inspired me, and it made me think about my experience recording this summit. Because imagine trying to get 20 high-level executives to agree to let you interview them just for the love of spreading their message, right? You're not paying them. There's nothing in particular in it for them outside of the fact that if you're in business, you always need to be marketing and spreading your message and building your brand, and that never hurts. Somehow this concept is lost on a lot of people, though. And so it's been no easy task. And so between that and the meme that I saw talking about J.K. Rowling, I'll come back to the correct pronunciation of her name in a minute, J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame, I thought, yes, somebody out there is going to need to hear a message that they should keep going no matter what. So that's what inspired me doing this series on entrepreneurs who made it against the odds, including my own experience of gathering all of these amazing high-level experts. But it hasn't been easy finding the right ones and working around the clock to get this done. So if you've been hanging by a thread or lacking in self-confidence or just plain old fatigued from the challenges that life brings, especially as an entrepreneur, and you haven't heard this story, I think this will be good for you for sure. And if you have heard it, hopefully it will prove a good reminder of how tough it can get right before the sun rises. You know, they say it's always darkest before the dawn. So don't forget that. Because remember, we need you. The world needs you to not give up on your dream, even when the going gets tough, as it often does. If you're not familiar with, by the way, did you know her name is actually Joe. See, I'm butchering it. It's Jo Rowling. But she's known, especially to the American public, as J.K. Rowling, because we're just mispronouncing it, and because she used her initials. As her pseudonym or her writing name, but it's Jo Rowling. Anyway, did you know that at 17, this is what I saw in the meme, and I thought, oh yeah, I love her life story. Super interesting. 17, she was rejected from college. Like, this woman has lived a whole life of tragedy and upset and rejection before she hit it, you know, super big and became a household name. But 17, rejected from college. At 25, her mom dies of a terrible disease. I can relate to that very much. Lost my mother to cancer, still not over it. At 26, a year after her mother dies, she suffers a miscarriage. As a single mom, like, imagine how scary and anxiety-inducing and just depressing that is. You get rejected from college, you lose your mother, you have a miscarriage. Life is tough. 27, she gets married. And she thinks, okay, like, now probably I'm imagining, this is me improvising here, but I'm imagining when she gets married, she thinks life is going to be easier Now I have a partner in crime. I have a support system. I have someone to love me. But what happens? The dude turns out to be abusive. Ugh. Despite this, she gives birth to a daughter. Okay. But then at 28, back to single motherhood, she gets divorced and she's diagnosed with severe depression. 29, she's a single mom living on welfare, totally depressed, is ready to give up on life, comes to age 30, and she's totally suicidal. But thank goodness she did not give up. Thank goodness she dug deep. Thank goodness she tapped into her creative genius. And she directed all her passion into doing one thing that she could really do and she could do it well, and that was writing. So things start to turn around. At 31, she publishes her first book. By age 35, JK had released 4 books. She wins the title of Author of the Year. And at age 42, she sold 11 million copies of her new book on the first day of its release. Now let's rewind the tape back to only 12 years before, when she was suicidal, a single mom living on welfare. And what if she had given up? What if you give up on your dream today? Or what if you give up on pushing a little harder, scaling a little larger, demanding a little bit more, and you give up just a little bit too soon? Please don't let that be your story, because like I said, the world needs you. I need you. And these seeds of innovation and creativity have been planted in you for a reason. So just remember J.K. Rowling, or Rowling, how it's actually pronounced, when the going gets tough. And I also wanted to share with you something that this reminded me of as I was listening to a good friend of mine. Check out his podcast. It's awesome. He's awesome. His name is Henry Amar, and he has Make It Happen podcast, and you can find him at makeithappen.life. And I was listening to a clip of his this past week where he was talking about how when he first started his podcast and he was like scrambling to get guests, people were like, oh, I'm busy, you know, hemming and hawing. Oh, I don't know. I'll get back to you. And then when his podcast shot to number one in the business category, and he was like ahead of like really, really top people like Tony Robbins and others, then everybody and their mama is hitting him up. And I think he said something like he got 300 or so text messages in a weekend. All right, friends, family, and other listeners, can we just make a commitment today to not be those people? Can we not be the ones who only want to show up and support someone and take a leap of faith when we think 100% it benefits us, or before something is proven? Don't be that person who, after the podcast host blows up and they can pick anyone in the world to be their guest, now you're ready to be their guest. Don't be that person. Let's be the person who aligns with whomever has a message that's congruent with your message, and they have a heart that speaks to your heart. Let's be the people who volunteer and give of our time. Let's be the ones who cheer the person on who's on the sidelines and is still the best kept secret, but nobody knows it yet. Like, let's be the ones who show faith and believe in the person even before they've made it, because that's what the world needs more of. Because there are many J.K. Rowlings yet to be discovered. But I'm sure she remembers. I know my friend remembers, and I remember how people treated us way back when. So treat people well when they're in the trenches. Don't wait to give people respect until they've arrived. And I dealt with a lot of that as I'm producing this speaker summit. And just a lot of entrepreneurs that made me scratch my head with the way they do business. And we're here to do business differently. I think I mentioned in a previous episode that one of the ways that I was able to compete with big brands, with big budgets, and I didn't have any of that when I started my tiny little raw vegan dessert company that ended up going national and having huge clients like Whole Foods and Sprouts and doing really well. One way that I was able to compete is that I made it easy to do business with me. I made it easy to get a response. I made it easy for me to be flexible and think outside the box when my clients or companies needed me to. I made it just easy. And so if you make it easy for people to do business with you, they will remember you, and they will remember you as well when you make it hard. So how do you want to be remembered? Those are my thoughts for today. I hope you found them helpful, and I hope you remember J.K. Rowling, and I hope you remember yourself, how important and how valuable you are when the going gets tough, when the wind blows. I hope you're able to dig deep and know that your million, billion, trillion-dollar fortune might just be out there waiting for you. It's incubating, but you have the ability to do it, and you definitely have the ability to launch a problem-solving, creativity-filled, passion-infused company and earn six figures in the first year. I know, because I've done it three times with three very different businesses, and I know you can do it too. So hang in there, stay faithful, stay on purpose, stay at ease. And you can always get in touch with me on the show hotline, 801-901-7030, or on the web at ease, that's EEAZE.com. Thank you so much for being here. Grateful for you. Sending you lots of love. And until next time, stay at ease, stay happy, stay on purpose. Bye for now.